Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about deer in Chinese. We have Charlie Hobbs joining us. Charlie is a 16-year-old student based in California. Hi, Charlie. 你好.
你好.
Right. You speak very good Chinese accent. I can already tell that you speak Chinese from the way
哪里,
you say 你好. Right. Yeah. No, it's an amazing story how you started wanting to learn Chinese when you were sick. No, you were 10 years old.
Yes. I was 10 years old. I just picked up a book on Chinese characters and thought it was interesting.
That was not Chinese though.
I'm fluent.
Right. Yeah, you went to China several times and you spent quite meaningful time, several months there altogether. Was that in Tianjin?
Yes, I did a foreign exchange program in Tianjin. And my other time I went to China, we were just traveling around to see as many cities as we could.
Right. Okay. So today, let's share your Chinese experience with the audience. We are going to talk about deer. We say qin.
Qin.
Qin. And it's only one word, but it's a very useful word. Qin.
Qin.
Yeah. And of course, that means some relation, something very close, someone very close to you. And the word qin, when we pronounce it, is the first tone. So we make it flat. Qin.
Qin.
Perfect. And to say your father, we add father character, 父亲.
父亲.
父亲. And qin again is the deer, and that means that shows the relations. And then to say your mother, we put the mother character in front, we say 母亲.
母亲.
母亲. 母 is a third tone, 母亲.
母亲.
母亲. So 父亲 and 母亲 are very formal way to describe your father and mother. And of course, when you want to call dad, we say 爸爸. And to call mom, we say 妈妈. But it just depends on when you use it for the formal writing occasion, or when you really want to show your respect, you say 父亲, 母亲. To say parents, we say 父母亲.
父母亲.
父母亲. And qin is also very useful. Of course, we say deer. It means deer. But at the same time, we can make it a bit longer. We say 亲爱的.
亲爱的.
亲爱的. 亲 is dear. 爱 is love.
亲爱的.
亲爱的. And so when we describe 亲爱的, normally it's like honey, darling. Is that the same thing? 亲爱的.
Does that have any romantic connotation, or could you use that with friends?
You can use that with friends, and could be for your romantic relations, and could be just your friend.
I've got to use that sometime.
Oh, yeah?
So if I wanted to send a letter back to my Chinese exchange family, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In America, we start letters with dear so-and-so. Could I use 亲 to start a letter?
可以. Yeah, you can. So, for example, if you want to write a letter to me, you can say 亲爱的小兰, dear 小兰. That's exactly the same as English. 亲爱的小兰. I can say 亲爱的Charlie.
亲爱的小兰. That's useful.
Yeah, and it's very sweet, and it's a little bit formal when you add the name. If I just call you, hey, 亲爱的, that's actually very casual, and that shows the little intimacy. Not necessary to be romantic. You can call your sister, your brother, and you can call your parent or your friend 亲爱的. But if you say 亲爱的小兰, normally we use that on a letter.
亲爱的. I will use that.
Okay, so 亲爱的Charlie. And when you call your relatives here, you can say 亲人.
亲人.
亲人. And we know 亲 means dear. And your relatives, the ones with either the biological relations with you or through marriage, they are part of the family. They are the dear people. 人 is person. So when we say 亲人, that means relatives.
亲人.
亲人. And 亲 is also very useful. We can use that to describe whether or not it's a biological parent or biological children. Then we say 亲生.
亲生.
亲生亲 is dear, 生 is birth. So the dear birth in this case actually is meaning people with biological relations with you. 亲生
亲生
生 is birth, and originally it's the shape of a little bud coming out from a plant. So that's the beginning, the onset of life. 生
生
Yeah, if you want to say, okay, this daughter of mine, it's my own biological daughter, not from adoption, not from a stepdaughter. So we say 亲生女儿
亲生女儿
亲生女儿女儿 is daughter. We taught the 女儿 in the March episode, 女儿 So 亲生女儿 that's a, my biological daughter, not my daughter-in-law either. So 亲生女儿
亲生女儿
That's it. And then when I talk about my dad, I say 亲生爸爸
亲生爸爸
亲生爸爸 that's my biological dad. Or 亲生妈妈
亲生妈妈
That's it.All right. So, do you want to talk about Taobao thing?
Sure. So, I remember
when
I started using Taobao, my Chinese exchange mom introduced me to it, and I was just blown away that there was so much cheap stuff.
Right.
Cheap shirts, clothes for like $5. I was so excited, and I kept seeing the word 亲亲亲,
mm-hmm.
and I looked more into it. And it turns out Taobao was the first to really use 亲in that context to mean darling or love, and it started that trend, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, that's right. So 亲, is a very useful word, as we know. We can say father, mother, family, parents, biological mom and dad and daughter, 亲. But then when you use that alone, it's become a very trendy thing nowadays, started by Taobao. So dear customers, dear friends, then we use 亲, just one word to cover a lot of descriptions.
So you could say, 你好亲,你好妈亲.
That's right. And 亲, be careful, if you use that as a verb, that means to kiss.
Oh, you wouldn't want to mix that up.
No, don't mix that up. That's why, if you're not sure, make sure that you use that properly with before and after, with a subject and object at the end, so you don't misunderstand people.
Okay, I'll keep those separated.
Yep. Okay, great. So thank you very much, Charlie, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today we talk about dear, 亲. To describe your father, 父亲. Your mother, 母亲. Parents, 父母亲. Relatives, 亲人. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Charlie.
再见.